Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us here on the show, longtime NFL analyst. He is now front and center with Pro Football Focus, a wonderful website which is a deep dive into the stats and advanced metrics of what you watch on Sunday, a deeper dive, if you will, our friend Solomon Wilcott. Solomon, good morning. How we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and good to be with you. So early in the morning, but we're all up and ready to go and have a great day, right?
This is, yes, absolutely. This is a great early visit from you. I'm excited about this. And for Andy Reid, he has everything except the Super Bowl trophy, everything except that Vince Lombardi. I'd like to know where you place him amongst his contemporaries, amongst his peers, because he has so many years of success, but he just has that one hole on the resume.
You're right. He is truly one of the great coaches in the National Football League. And you're right. The only missing crowning jewel, I guess, on his resume is he has not won that Super Bowl Vince Lombardi trophy. He's taken the team to the Super Bowl, as you well know, when he was with the Eagles, and he ended up losing to the Patriots. But if there's anybody who's been able to beat Bill Belichick, it has been Andy Reid. He's done that a couple of times since he's been in Kansas City. They're very close, and he's got a quarterback who can certainly get it done. I think they looked over the edge into the abyss last week when they were down 24-0, and that team caught fire. And I think they developed a certain mettle, if you will, that I think could propel them toward the Super Bowl title. I think they win this game on Sunday. It's not going to be easy against the Titans, but I think Andy Reid's going to be in Miami. We'll just have to see what they're going to face.
Do you think the criticism of Andy Reid is fair because he hasn't won the big one, hasn't won a Super Bowl, or do you think sometimes it's unfair because he's won so many other games?
Well, I think it's totally unfair. I tell you, man, winning that thing is so very hard. It's so very difficult. Just putting together an organization and a franchise that can compete every single year is nearly impossible. But he's done that everywhere he's gone. Before he went to the Eagles, you and I both know that was a dysfunctional franchise. He brought to that franchise the stability for Jeffrey Lurie, an organizational sort of mindset that now is putting them near the top of one of the best franchises in the National Football League. He's done the same thing for Clark Hunt in Kansas City. And he took an average quarterback in Alex Smith and made him a very good quarterback. And now he's got a kid who I think is on the edge of greatness. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns in his first year as a starter, and now the potential to go to a Super Bowl in his second year as a starter in Patrick Mahomes. That's what Andy Reid does. He develops players at the right position. He builds organizations. And then he allows you to compete year in and year out for this Super Bowl title that we're talking about.
He's been in Kansas City 7 years, six of them double-digit wins, three of them 12-win seasons. Pretty amazing. He's in back-to-back AFC championship games. Solomon Wilcott joins us this morning here on the show. So the flip side of this, to Patrick Mahomes' coin, is how do the Titans' defense try to defend him? Over the years you have covered the NFL, what's been, if there is an answer, to try to slow down Mahomes' ability?
You have to – there's two things. First, you got to get pressure up front with only four rushers, because once you start to blitz, now you're taking an extra defender away from coverage and you're trying to get to him before he can get rid of the ball. Well, he's a sharp-minded kid. The kid, he sees it all, almost like a Russell Wilson, but he's got that arm talent. He can get it out quickly and accurately. And so you have to generate pressure with four and cover with seven on the back end. With those seven defenders on the back end, the second thing you have to do is mix up your coverages, but you have to double cover on every single play, at least Tyreek Hill, and then alternate it between he and Travis Kelce, who you also have to double cover. But you can't double cover them both on the very same play. So that's going to be very difficult. You leave holes in your coverage when you do that. But you have to move it around. You have to disguise it continuously throughout the game. And then after that, you got to pray that it's enough to be able to at least slow down Patrick Mahomes. Remember, the Colts beat him earlier this year at Arrowhead Stadium when Patrick Mahomes was dealing. And that's some of the things that they did. But they also ran the ball enough to play keep away from Mahomes. They kept him on the sideline standing next to Andy Reid. That's one way of defending Patrick Mahomes, is not give him enough snaps and keep him on the sideline.
Yeah, your colleague Sam Monson at Pro Football Focus wrote a piece about the offensive line of the Titans and just how crucial they are and how they really transformed the season. I think a lot of people focus on Ryan Tannehill, say, well, they took off after Tannehill, which is partially true, but the offensive line dominated the trenches, and Derrick Henry then being the beneficiary of that was a huge part of it. What type of role does the Titans' offensive line play in trying to win on Sunday?
They play the most critical role. And the reason why, at PFL, we truly believe that it's more about the offensive line than it is, say, about the runner. You know, when we talk about the elusive rating for running backs, well, Derrick Henry isn't very elusive. Now, he runs people over, he runs through people, but it's the offensive line that gets him through to the second level without getting touched. He's not getting hit until he's 4 or 5 yards down the field. Well, that's the work of the offensive guys, okay? That's the guys up front who are really getting it done, guys like Taylor Lewan, guys like Jack Conklin up front on that offensive line. And when you can do that, you literally break the will of the opponent. And then he's got the speed Derrick Henry does to just shred you once he gets to that second level. So if this offensive line, okay, Roger Saffold in the middle, Ben Jones, Nate Davis, can get Derrick Henry to the second level of the Kansas City Chiefs defense, they stand an excellent chance of winning. Now, they did it against two really good defenses in the Patriots and the Baltimore Ravens. So I think they had come in with great confidence, believing they can do it against Kansas City. Why, B.A.? Because they beat Kansas City earlier this year in Nashville. So they have a tremendous amount of confidence.
Mm. Solomon Wilcott joins us this morning here on the show, Pro Football Focus. And you penned a really interesting article about the best cornerback play in the NFL this year. And you know cornerback play as well as anybody. And people will look at Marcus Peters. What he did in Baltimore was great. Stephon Gilmore got a lot of run as the quote-unquote best corner in football in New England. But according to your thoughts and your rankings, it was actually a guy still playing here coming up on Sunday in the NFC Championship game, Richard Sherman. What made the Niners' Richard Sherman the best cornerback in the regular season this year?
He simply does not give up big plays. He simply, and you know, we get, I think the box score in terms of what most people look at, they look at interceptions, right? But we look at so much more with our data analytics and machine learning that really points to the ability to keep the big plays out of it. If you're a defensive back and you don't give up big plays, you don't give up touchdown passes, quarterbacks, their passer rating is tremendously low when they come in your direction because you don't allow completions. That's what Richard Sherman does more consistently and more thoroughly than right now than any other corner, say Stephon Gilmore, who did struggle in that season finale against Devontae Parker when he played against the Miami Dolphins. However, Richard Sherman has been very consistent. He plays a top-down technique where he stays on top of the receivers. He's got great length and great strength where he can control the receiver at the line of scrimmage. So his technique is flawless, and I think what you're going to see in the game this weekend is you're going to see Aaron Rodgers have to go in another direction because opposite of him, whether it's Weatherspoon or Mosley, teams have been able to make plays going opposite of Richard Sherman.
And the flip side of that this weekend is that the Green Bay Packers had very underrated, good, solid cornerback play this year. Jair Alexander and Tremont Williams also both played well, ranked very high on your list. And for Williams, I mean, the guy, 36 years old and still getting it done, how good and how crucial have they been to the Packers' success to this point?
Really good point, D.A. They both rank in our top 25 list of corners for 2019. Jahir Alexander checks in at number 11 on that list. Very young player who plays with great tenacity. He's good in man-to-man coverage as well as zone. And Tavon Williams, you mentioned, a veteran player, comes back to the Green Bay Packers. He continues just to play at a high level. They're using outside. They use him inside. He's really good in terms of pattern reading, of route combinations of opposing wide receivers. And the communication on the back end in that secondary plays very well. Now, think about it. They have a trio of pass rushers that, in my mind, that cannot be underestimated in terms of Kenny Clark and the Smith brothers, Preston and Za'Darius Smith. You can't underestimate them. You've got three really good pass rushers and a secondary on the back end that can play at a high level. There are very few teams that have a defense where the front end is really good and really good on the back end. The Packers are one of those teams, but the Green Bay, the San Francisco 49ers are also one of those teams.
You said you like the Chiefs playing into Miami. Do you like the other home team as well, the Niners, to win this game on Sunday?
I really do, and here's the reason why. Bosa, Buckner, Armstead, D. Ford against the Packers' offensive line. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have to be really on point with getting the ball out quick. Can't hold it too long, or it's going to be a very long day. Devontae Adams is capable of winning. 8 catches last week for 160 yards, but the rest of the wide receiving core had 8 catches. So who's going to be the other guy to step up for Aaron Rodgers and give him a secondary outlet other than Devontae Adams? That remains to be seen.
Solomon Wilcott's part of Pro Football Focus. It's a really wonderful website. And check out his most recent column, which was posted this week, about all 32 NFL teams and how their coverage defense is ranked throughout the season. PFF.com for deep dives and analytics and stats and analysis you're not going to get anywhere else. Solomon's an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster. He's part of Pro Football Focus, longtime NFL analyst, and we always love his time here on the show. Solomon, it's always awesome to catch up with you. My man, you enjoy football this weekend, and hopefully we'll catch up with you maybe at the Super Bowl in Miami in a couple weeks.
D.A., you're the best, and we will see you in Miami on Radio Row. We'll be there, okay?
All right, perfect. We will too, man. We'll see you then.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.